Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, we open up as we often do here, going across the pond to London, England, via Skype, and joining us is Dr. Jonathan S. Lee. He is the author of Lean Gains. It's published by Author House UK, and you can get it authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and I want to give out the doctor's website, which is leangains.co.uk. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you on, Dr. Lee.
Hello, Stu. How are you?
Listen, I'm doing well, and I try to follow what you say here, but I want to find out about the book you wrote. I want people to know and what differentiates it. It seems like unless someone has a specific condition that has to be treated differently, that so much of this is common sense, exercise, diet, not too much sun, don't drink, don't smoke. What have you got in here to talk about that's a little bit different and would clarify this?
That's a great question, Stu. I'm really glad you asked me that. Because whilst researching for this book, I did look at a lot of the popular diets out there. You know, the Warrior Diet, Atkins, Weight Watchers, Paleo Diet, Slimming World, Cambridge Diet, a few others, I can't remember all of them. But the point is that all these diets work. There is some common sense to it, I agree with you there. But there's also a saying out there that everything works until it doesn't work. And that saying is definitely true in the diet world. So I find that what tends to happen to a lot of people, not everybody, I've got to really make that clear that we're all different, but certainly the vast majority of people I've come across, is that they'll go on a new diet, they'll start to lose loads of weight, at least in the beginning anyway. And because they're losing all this weight, they start to feel real good about themselves. They got more energy, their mood improves, they tend to move around a lot better. And this usually gives them, you know, an incentive to continue doing what they're doing. But what usually happens over the next couple of months or the next couple of weeks for that matter is that the weight loss, it becomes less rapid, it becomes less obvious than it was in the beginning. And this is where things really get interesting, because you'll find that one or two things are going to happen. You know, either number one, you're going to keep persisting with the diet and continue to lose weight, which is great. But you have to remember that the human body is very adaptive. So, yeah, sure, you'll continue to lose the weight, but this tends to be at a much slower rate than it did in the beginning. And, you know, your body will start to get used to this new way of eating. But the other thing that can happen during the latter phase is, again, this isn't the case with everybody, but certainly a lot of the people out there, they may start to feel weak, you know, they may start to feel tired. If you're a regular gym goer like I am, it might be harder to undergo certain types of strength training, like lifting weights, things like that. They start to develop more hunger pangs, you know, they start to crave the forbidden foods. the foods that were easier to avoid in the beginning, they become harder to avoid as time goes on. The thing that differentiates my book is that I really go into a lot of detail about why this is the case. And really, it focuses on how to break through weight loss plateaus without, you know, resorting to starvation or, or getting depressed or feeling devoid of energy in any way. And you that's where the focus is.
You make two tremendously salient points. We're constantly changing. It's almost like if you go to the doctor and you're on medication, bingo, something happens. You have to change the modification. You, and these are your statements. I think they're very enlightening. I'll ask you to comment on both of them. You say, keep your body guessing, progressing, and changing. I love that one. And then something that I think that's tied in with it is the influence of biochemistry to mimic the physiological responses to hormonal and neurological changes. I think those are points that are really worth mentioning, because most books just don't cover that. Am I on base on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you mentioned that, because that was actually one of the biggest challenges I faced when I was writing the book, because it was very difficult. I did look into a ton of medical journals, research papers, because I really wanted to get everything in the book. But at the same time, I didn't want the book to go on for too long. So I did look at a lot of medical journals, people like Lyle McDonald. I don't know if you know who he is, or you may have heard of The Warrior Diet by Ori Hofmetler. And people like that, I really did follow them. And what I found really inspiring was that there were so many similarities to what a lot of them said, but so many differences too. So I tried to amalgamate all the really important points into a really easy to digest read. You know, I didn't want to overwhelm people with too much science or make the book too long. And that was really important to me.
So give us a summary here. Obviously, one size doesn't fit all. There are people who have sugar and salt deficiencies, so you can't really cover everybody. But you talk about fasting, exercise, diet. Maybe a comment on each of those that'll provide some new information.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of the focus that, you know, historically, there was a lot of focus on calorie reduction and carb reduction. And there's a lot of truth to that. But as time goes on, as more sciences come out to the light, we focus more a lot on hormonal references now as well, like testosterone, for example, estrogen and things like that. And these things we have to pay a lot of attention to. So I do talk a lot about that. I talk a lot about integrating that with workout regimes, which will complement other fat-burning hormones, such as growth hormones. So I try to amalgamate that all in context. And the whole idea of keeping the body guessing, again, that's really important, because I try to essentially manipulate hormonal levels in the body so that we can maximize fat loss and muscle growth, which is what most people are aspiring towards. And at the same time, you know, changing up your workout routine regularly as well. So you keep the body guessing. So long term, you can get the results that you're looking for, not just short term weight loss.
I mean, I think that's a tremendous point that stands out with me. What kind of challenges did you face while writing the book, and perhaps what surprised you that you didn't anticipate prior to having written it?
I'd say the biggest challenge really was confining the book to 150 pages, to be honest with you, because by the time I finished researching, I went through a ton of research papers. I interviewed many personal trainers that I trained with personally, and bodybuilders, powerlifters, people like that. So by the time I was actually ready to write the book, I had thousands, literally thousands of pages of material to filter through. And you got to understand, this book, I wanted it to be really an easy-to-read book, something that you can read in maybe a Sunday afternoon or maybe a short-haul flight, something like that. So it was really important to me to filter the really relevant salient points and not overwhelm the reader with too much science. You know, there's obviously references at the back of the book, so anyone who wants to look further into any topics I cover, it's all in the references section. But it was really important for me to make it interesting, entertaining, relevant, simple. I have to say, it's the kind of book I like my mum to read, because she really hates science. So I wanted it to be that kind of book where, you know, it was, you get all the points across without overwhelming the reader with too much science. That was really the main take-home message to it.
I can ask you how you did it, what changes and transformations you made in your body, how you do it, and put on your psychologist hat and talk and just briefly mention, how do you get someone motivated to, I mean, everybody can get excited and start, but bingo, before you know it.
Absolutely.
All right. See if you can cover one or two of those points in the minute we have left.
Absolutely. I mean, I grew up in the late 70s, early 80s, and at the time, I remember there was a massive, massive gym craze going on. There were new gyms popping up left, right, and center. Everybody wanted to look buff. All my friends wanted to, you know, gain muscle. And I remember Hollywood were churning out, like, they stopped churning out films like Buck Rogers, you know, where the superhero looks like the guy next door. All of a sudden, you're having films like Commando and Predator and, you know, films where the protagonist of the movie looked more like a professional bodybuilder, you know. And that's what really got me into the gym, to be honest with you. You know, I started to go to the gym when I was around 16. And you know, I went to one of those really hardcore, no-nonsense gyms. It was a gym called Genesis, which wasn't really far from my house. But it was like those blood, sweat, and tears gyms, you know. And it reminded me of the gym that you see in Rocky, you know, the Rocky movie, that kind of
thing.
Oh, yeah. You know, really old school. And I learned a lot from those people. And that's when I actually managed to, you know, I trained with them, literally trained with them. I picked their brains. And I managed to lose like 10% body fat. I went from 18 stone, I think it was, to 16 and a half stone in like 10 weeks. And that really spawned my interest into taking it further. So I went to university. I studied at nutrition and sports nutrition at King's College London. And that gave me a lot more of a theoretical understanding.
All right. We're just about out of time. I wish we could continue. Okay. You can never talk enough about this. Dr. Jonathan S. Lee, the book is Lean Gains, published by Author House. It's been a delight having you on. Thank you. Come back.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, we'll come back. And, yeah, we're going to talk a lot of politics later on. This is Stu.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now.
800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
Are you sincere when you say I love you?
All right, we return right now with a very, very talented author, whom I already know about. His name is J.B. Mulholland. And I want to spell the name if you want to. People always like to Google Mulholland. He has a book out right now that he's going to talk about. It is published by Fulton Books. And you can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. J.B. Mulholland, welcome to the show. And I'm going to have you introduce the name of your book and what it's about.
Morning, Stu. The book is titled Forever Bound. And it's the story of a Nashville attorney who has finally had enough of a particular client that continues to get away with crimes that she feels quite sure he's committed. So throughout the novel, she walks a fine line, trying to observe the canons of ethics and also doing what she can to ensure the client is convicted of the crime for which he was indicted. That's basically the story.
Are you an attorney by profession?
Yes, I'm a retired attorney. I practiced for a little over 40 years.
Is that all?
That's all.
Oh, my goodness. So I would assume that this book, written in fictional form, it needs to be anonymous. You can't start divulging and disclosing names of actual clients or participants in it. Did you take this one from any particular case, or was this kind of a combination of cases?
Yeah, it was. I was a prosecutor for about 30 of those years, but I did do some defense work for about 10 years. So when I started writing, I reflected back on the time that I was a defense attorney and wondered what a defense attorney might do if they wanted to help law enforcement convict a guy that the attorney felt was guilty, not withdraw, but continue to represent him and subtly assist in the conviction. And that's what Forever Bound is about, how that attorney walked that fine line.
Well, you want to talk about attorneys walking a fine line. Where do you draw the line between what is ethical And what is legal? I mean, we have these situations we deal with every day in politics, without going there, where attorneys have to make decisions. For example, you know, in this particular case, there was exoneration of this particular client for years, and then suddenly, when the realization was there that he was guilty of a capital crime, you then have to make another decision. How much conflict did you have in this area through the years, and what's the actual resolution of it?
Oh, it came up a few times, believe me, when I was representing defendants during those 10 years. But the Code of Ethics is supposed to be first, and for me it was. If you got a problem with it, you should withdraw. But this particular crime in this instance was quite close to home. And she fought with this issue for about four or five chapters and finally decided she would try to do subtly what she could do to help convict this guy. Not withdraw, but try to get him convicted and do what she could. And that's basically what the story is about. There's a number of little sidelines, another little bylines, other stories that go on within the story But that's basically the essence of the story itself. Cool. Basically, you could sum it up by saying, does your attorney have your best interest in mind or his own?
Yeah, I mean, it's always an issue, you know, whomever we go to, and many solutions are stumbled upon by luck, and others you end up in a difficult situation. What do you want people to take away from this book, JB?
This is a book of fiction. It's courtroom drama. There's a lot of courtroom in it, which is, you know, what I did for a long time, so I know a little bit about it. But it's a courtroom drama. It's a legal thriller. It's a mystery. I hope it's, and believe me, you won't figure it out until the final chapter.
All right. On a personal basis here, for over 40 years doing this, prosecuting attorney, defense attorney, has it aged you greatly? The stress is tremendous.
It is. And I've been retired for about 5 years, living in right outside the wonderful city of Nashville, and doing nothing but writing. This is my sixth published novel.
Yeah, I know of you, and your work is great. I suggest people not only get a copy of Forever Bound, published by Fulton Books, J.B. Milholland, M-I-L-L-H-O-L-L-I-N, but also get a copy of his other books. You will not be disappointed. You'll be delighted. And it's so nice to have you back on. I hope we get to do this again.
Thank you, Stu. Always a pleasure.
All right. We're going to move along here this morning, and I'm stuck on a story. I'm stuck on the story of Susan Rice. Made a number of comments yesterday. I'll try to elaborate on it a little bit today. And what I did, I took an Alka-Seltzer, I took Tums, I took an aspirin, and I turned on, I'm kidding, and I turned on MSNBC and CNN. And, I mean, if you look at the exploit, Don Lemon of CNN, you know, talking about the airplane being lost in a black hole, remember that went down? This guy's an idiot. Andrea Mitchell, a hero worshiper of Hillary Clinton and everything that stands for these people. And I mentioned yesterday that I happen to know, without defining a connection to Susan Rice, and personally, she's a lovely lady who has done some nice things. But like our guest J.B. Milholland said, you have to separate two schools of thought in life. And I hope Susan Rice ends up behind bars. Andrea Mitchell. I had an interview with her on her book several years ago. I can't even remember the name of the book. Lovely and gracious. Before, during, and after the interview. But she might as well get on her hands and knees and lick the boots of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and everybody associated with that, with those administrations. There is a denial out there. There is rage out there. And yet I turn on the tube and you see very little of this. These accusations against Susan Rice. I did see, and really, if you haven't seen this show, it's one of the better shows on television, Tucker Carlson. He started, the Daily Caller, thedailycaller.com. He's just flat out smart and nice, and he's got a tremendous show. It's on at 9 o'clock. I don't know if O'Reilly gets thrown off. I don't want to get into politics at Fox because of these sexual harassment settlements, and I have no judgment to make on him except there have been a lot. I'd like to see Tucker take that an hour early. It'd be a little easier for me. However, Tucker Carlson has gone on a number of guests, and he had on Richard, he's been on before, Richard Goodhouse, guy's very sharp. He had him on yesterday. The guy's very, very engaging. But he's wrong about everything he says. He's wrong about everything he said. And people, for some reason, have to have a rallying defense to adhere to the outlandish principles of the progressive left in this country. And when we come back, I want to, just to make sure we have time, I want to delve into a little bit about Susan Rice, because I think she's guilty of a felony. I think she's guilty of espionage and should go to jail for 10 years, but she ain't going nowhere. That's a play on her double negative. I don't know nothing about nobody. It tells you that Cece wasn't lying. I don't know nothing about nobody.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess, it's about reclaiming your life. And that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
John Dickerson of Face the Nation, author of Whistle Stop. I just had a great conversation with Stu Taylor. I really enjoyed it.
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you. Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hill.
Laurie, why'd you cut that off?
It actually cut off.
Oh, it did.
Let it play too long.
Okay. How does that song?
Oh, that was amazing.
I mean, does that make you melt?
Totally.
It does. I mean,
well, I was waiting for you to sing. That's really what makes me melt.
No. I've got to be, you know, I can only take this so far on this show. I don't want to lose listeners. I can keep the beat and I got the rhythm, but I really can't sing unless you give me some ridiculous song like Stranded in the Jungle or The Love I Lost by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. But I think should we do a whole segment talking about music?
I know you would love that little diversion.
Yeah, I would. And, you know, we're going to have to do it. Maybe we'll do it on a holiday day when we're all sick of all this other stuff. But I already made a promise to our great and faithful listening audience that I would talk about Susan Rice. And I mentioned a little about Susan Rice during the break to you. I'm not going to go through that on air. But it was basically revolving around the fact that as despicable as she is, and she should be in prison for 10 years, she's very gracious, very personable, very warm in personal life. No, I don't know her, but I know that. I don't like to create an impression on her. Hey, I'm on air here. I'm not going to say this, but you know, I'm pretty good friends with Paul Ryan and Trump. And I don't come on and do that. But I, having said that, I one last thing. I don't know if you know who Bo Dietl is. He's going to be running for mayor in New York. He's New York's toughest cop ever. He's been retired. He's had like 30 operations in the line of duty. He's a celebrity. He's on Fox all the time. And I cultivated a relationship with Bo Dietl. And, where was I going with this? Okay, I got one of those senior moments. But Bo Dietl is a diehard conservative, and I got to know Bo Dietl pretty well. Spent a little time with. Oh, okay. I was talking about name dropping. I got it. So one day I'm in New York, and he knows all the presidents. I mean, if you want to talk about a character, he's a character, and I'd love to see him as mayor of New York because he loves this country as much as anyone I've ever seen. So we became friends because I had him on the radio show, and I probably should get him on again. If you would, make a note, Laurie, Bo Dietl. And I get out at Penn Station. I take the train to New York. I got a business engagement down there. I call up Bo Dietl. His offices are right there at Penn Station. He's in big security business and flamboyant. And Don Imus started to give him the recognition, so he started out with Imus. And he became a big name in his own right. In fact, he was co-star in one of those detective movies or something on television. He's been in a few. So I called downstairs and I said, Bo, it's the secretary answers, tell Bo Dietl Stu Taylor's in the lobby. So the next thing I know, she says, come on up. He wants to say hello. So I head up to his office. I mean, he's got a lot of people up there. He's got an operation. And here's a guy who is gruff and rough. And he's not polished. He's just the opposite of being polished. But I don't care because he's decent. So I go in his office and I sit down and, within a minute he's telling me about everything, all the money he's made, all the money he's wild. And the next thing he says, oh, excuse me, Stu. And he gets on the phone to his secretary. Get me Trump on the phone. You know, I mean, it is the kind of thing. It just goes on and on. The thing is, that, you know, there's a legitimacy because he's with everyone. And I don't know how I go from Susan Rice to Bo Dietl and back to Susan Rice. Every once in a while when I hit a name of someone I like, I just like to go on there. Okay, Susan Rice. And I've gone through the specifics the past couple of days, so I don't want to bore people who are listening here every day by talking about the unmasking of identities and what constitutes the legal surveillance behavior and what constitutes that of a crime. I've gone into a pretty elaborate intensive discussion of them. So my feeling, first of all, the decisions made by Susan Rice as National Security Advisor could only come down from one person, and that's Barry Hussein Obama. So just come to your own conclusions. She's claiming that it, you know, was incidental and this, and they have the right to say, and they do under certain cases. And is this going to be one that will lead her to go to prison? I hope it does, but I am telling you, with the way this country is, it's not going to happen. We're going to have a few days here thinking, oh, if they could only get a special investigation. If Lois Lerner, it didn't happen. I mean, it didn't happen with Eric Holder. It didn't happen with Loretta Lynch. I could name the whole Democrat Party. It's not going to happen with Susan Rice. And it doesn't happen with James Comey, the head of the FBI, who I think should be on that list. I think he's a disgrace. So here are some facts about Susan Rice's scandals that I think everybody out there should know. That she allegedly ordered surveillance of Trump's 2016 election campaign on the aides as part of a political intelligence operation. She's lied on television over and over and over and over. If you want to make a distinction, she has been told to lie as opposed to someone really high up who perpetuates his or her own lies. So Susan Rice maintained these spreadsheets of Trump aides' telephone calls a year before the presidential election and did it for a year. And I mentioned Tucker Carlson early and his Daily Caller, and the Daily Caller reports that, I want to put this in quotes so I don't distort it. What was produced by the intelligence community at the request of Susan Rice were detailed spreadsheets of intercepted phone calls with unmasked Trump associates in perfectly legal conversations with individuals. This is put forth through, the attorney, Alex DeGenova, told the Daily Caller and the News Foundation that, quote, the overheard conversations involved no illegal activity by anyone of the Trump associates or anyone they were speaking with. In short, the only apparent illegal activity was the unmasking of the people in the calls. Bingo, felony, bingo, espionage, punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Who gave her the okay to do that? She either did it on her own. Highly doubtful. In fact, almost impossible. So where else did it come from? Came from the man that so many people in this country still worship. A man with a desire and a destiny to bring America down to third world status, a banana republic. And oh my goodness, you want to talk about the success of a president? Nobody in the history of this country has been more successful than Barack Hussein Obama in achieving his goals as presidency. If I'm lying in the ground and they're ready to throw sand over me, and they say, listen, I just need final words, I might use the final words to describe what Barack Obama has done. Depends how much time I have. I mean, I'd rather talk about my family. What I'd like to leave for goodwill. I hope he doesn't come in and ruin my funeral. Number two, Susan Rice claimed that climate change was responsible for the deadly civil war in Syria. You know, I would say she could share a cell with in an institution with John Kerry, but nobody could. When air conditioning is the biggest thing in the world that we have to worry about, according to John Kerry, I'm not sure I can put Susan Rice in there. Her story was much more for the cover-up. So, I'll have to pick this up after a break, and then so Laurie doesn't get ticked off at me that I keep jumping in after the segment's over. All right, we'll wrap things up in our next segment.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know
the rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody listen to Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome back. It's our last segment, and I'm going to continue with Susan Rice and stay on the track, which sometimes I don't do, but, you know, but that's okay. You know, when I used to give my first talks out there, and I'd play them for my wife, and I'd say, "What do you think?" She says, "The talk is great, but you just wander off." I'm the wanderer. You want to go back and sing that song. And finally, I just decided it's pretty much my style. But when I do speak, I am much more cautious about how I do that and don't just go on a rant unless they're giving me extended time. All right, I don't think anybody's interested in hearing about that. But Susan Rice claimed that climate change was responsible for the Civil War. Also claimed that a video was responsible for a Benghazi. Just flat out raving lies. Talking about how farming families moved in mass to urban centers. And so much of this was the cause of climate control. Can you imagine all the problems all over the world? I want you to ask Kim Jong-un if climate control is responsible for his bellicose and insane attitude. And that's a whole other story, and unfortunately, we're going to have to cover that because I'm extremely worried about that. And not to get off the subject again, which I'm doing, we have 28,000 troops amassed on the South Korea-North Korea border. When I was growing up, we had 37,000 troops. There's a madman running Iran, an absolute insane madman. I don't think this guy for one second would hesitate dropping a nuclear bomb on South Korea, Pyongyang, and killing all those Americans and a number of innocent South Koreans. Trump is, you got to give strong talk. I don't know where we're going with that, but that's a story that's going to be building here since they just released another nuclear test device in anticipation of General Assisi from Egypt coming in to be on the golf course for a couple of days with Trump. Oh, by the way, Obama, who did you play golf with? Some NBA stars, Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. So Rice also declared that there's no military solution to the conflict in Yemen. And again, I want to, you know, she said there was no military solution. She gave that speech at the Arab American Institute. And then 7 months before Rice's speech, Obama had called his administration a drone strike-driven military operation in Yemen. He called it a success story. And by the way, you're not hearing about this because the mainstream media won't talk about it. Trump ordered more airstrikes against al-Qaeda in Yemen in February than any year in Obama's presidency. I don't want to take my accusations of Barack Obama so far it's beyond the pale that I sound like someone who makes some of the most provocative things heard on radio. I'm doing my best. So let me go on with things people can identify with, like accused deserter Bo Bergdahl, served with honor and distinction. I got news for you. It was known prior to the release in the exchange that he was a no-good, treasonous traitor who should be executed. I don't know how many soldiers, six of his comrades, killed searching for him. And then Trump has him at the White House with his stupid-looking father speaking Arabic. Remember that? Obama was, he was in seventh heaven. And, of course, the big story in the five lies and five shows, force behind misinformation campaign about the Benghazi attacks. And then she was the U.S. ambassador acting as Obama's White House spokesperson. She went on all the major networks and had all the talking points and blatantly lied. Like Donna Brazile lies all the time and then gets angry if you accuse her of doing it by telling people what a great Christian woman she is. Sorry, that's not my definition of Christianity. Susan Rice just 2 or 3 weeks ago lied, claiming there's no way that she was involved in anything here regarding surveillance or wiretapping. And she came over and reversed the story and put a little twist on it. I haven't heard much about this. But if you have a legal defense, you know, remember what Clinton said about Lewinsky. I have never had sex with this, blah, 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 blah. His definition of sex was different, you see. And Susan Rice, I got a feeling, purposely said, let me see, she said it using slang. I ain't had surveillance on nobody. Now, if you go back and you play that, to me it sounds like a loophole to get out of an accusation, because she's well-spoken, she's educated. This is the field of politics, and you've got to make the distinction between crossing the line between national security and politics. What we're seeing here is mostly politically driven. And as a consequence to this country, people aren't letting Trump do his job. And I think it's absolutely and utterly disgraceful. And if something isn't done right away to stop this, not bickering, but this obstruction of justice by Chuck Schumer and his gang, this country's going to suffer. And by the way, Gorsuch is going to be serving as a Supreme Court justice. And you know what I say to the Republicans? I say to them, get someone more extreme next time. You don't compromise with evil people. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,